Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather as your people, to hear from your word, to encourage each other in song and in our conversations before, during and after church. And we pray, Lord, as we come to your word, that you would help me to speak faithfully and that by your spirit you might work in our hearts and minds, that we might live lives committed to living hope. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we come to the third week of our commitment series, being committed to living hope. That is, committed to an active and living hope. Hope's an interesting idea, isn't it? Hope is often used as that kind of motivational thing. If you're a pessimist like me, we hope for the best but prepare for the worst. Hope is passion for what is possible, is a quote I read. Hope is the power of being cheerful in circumstances that we know to be desperate. Those kind of sum up the feelings of our world with regards to hope, don't they? A desire for a favourable outcome in the midst of an uncertain world. Hopes for our world in the midst of all the messiness that we experience. We long for peace, for justice, for prosperity and health. Hopes for ourselves, for our children, for our loved ones, that the futures we wish for would come to be. Hopes of happiness and success and stability and so on. Hopes for the weather, for an event that we're putting on, that it might be good weather. I'm hoping for a nice evening on Tuesday night as we host the light party at the front of church. But these at core are wishful hopes, aren't they? They're not much substance. They're not tethered to anything concrete. We're just wishing for the best outcome in the midst of an uncertain life. But Christian hope is different. It's deeper and surer. A certainty of certain things in the face of circumstances that suggest otherwise. Christian hope, a certainty of certain things. Christian hope flows out of our trust in God. And acting in hope is trusting God with our future. Trust in God, of course, is something that we do based on how we've seen God act in the past, as we thought about last week. Christian hope is a more secure hope, and it is a better hope than the hope of the world around us. Far better than the kind of vapid hope that the world around us has. And we'll see this as we explore three reasons why Christian hope is better. It's better because of its basis, its content, and its livability. And as we look at these things, hopefully, it will help us to be those committed to living hope. So firstly, its basis. Christian hope is better than worldly hope because it has a better basis. The basis for worldly hope is often just that passion we bring to it, the positive attitude or the happy face that we put on to when we face hard times. And so ultimately, worldly hope doesn't have a solid basis. It's kind of based on how we approach things. Compare that with the basis for Christian hope from our reading in 1 Peter. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are born into a living hope, an active hope, through the resurrection of Christ. Jesus' resurrection is the basis for Christian hope. And so Christian hope is tethered to a historical event, a fact, a certainty. And the resurrection is the perfect basis for our hope because as we hope for the future, the resurrection gives us a vision of the future that is to come. Jesus' resurrection, a signpost to the way that history is moving. We know the end of the story. And the resurrection shows us three clear things about the future. Jesus' victory over sin and death, his coming as the king of the world, and a new creation that is coming. The risen Jesus, the first fruit of that new creation. God's future is clear and it is certain because of the physical resurrection of Jesus. And so the resurrection gives us a basis, a certain basis for our hope, because it is historical fact. It's not just some nice feeling or a quote hoping to give us hope. Jesus really rose from the dead, so we can really have hope. What we are hoping in, with our Christian hope in Jesus in the gospel, is a certain hope. Christian hope is better because it has a sure basis in the resurrection. Christian hope is also better because it has better content. Christian hope has better content in that it offers more than the hopes of our world around us. The hopes that, you know, the world around us often strive for are good things to hope for, nice things to live for. You know, a good job, healthy relationships around us, stability, security, health. But gospel hope offers more. As we've seen, this hope is not just wishful thinking, but a coming reality. The resurrection of Jesus is what the basis for our hope is, and it also informs what our hope is in. So what are the hopes that we have because of Jesus' resurrection? What are our hopes in the gospel? Well, the hopes we have in the gospel are many, but here are some that inform our hope as we live in the day-to-day. We have a sure hope of salvation. Jesus' death has death for our sin. Jesus has dealt with our sin in his death on the cross, and his resurrection shows us that his work is finished. His saving work is fulfilled. Romans 6, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Jesus' resurrection shows us that his work in saving us is complete. We have sure hope in Christ that we are forgiven for our rejection of God. We are freed from sin. We also have a sure hope of a coming new creation. The world that we live in, as beautiful as it is on a day like today, is broken. It's corrupted. It's not as it should be. But we have sure hope from God that he is coming to restore things, to fix things, because of the resurrection. Creation groans, waiting for that ultimate day when God's people will join in Christ's resurrection, Romans tells us. And when Christ returns, he will make all things new, a world without all the uncertainty and brokenness that we experience. And Jesus' resurrection, the proof of this new, coming new creation. Jesus' resurrection, the first fruit of this new restored creation. We've already seen the first crop of the harvest that is coming, and it is good. We have a sure hope that Jesus is coming to restore this broken world. And so what that looks like actually informs a couple of the other things that we have hope in the gospel. We have a sure hope of justice. God will bring ultimate justice. We know he will because he has raised his judge from the dead. All the things in this world which are unfair, where justice is not served, those things will be dealt with. No one will get away with it. We have a sure hope that all wrongs will be righted and all evil dealt with. So even in this life, when we feel that things, well, not only do we feel that justice goes undone, but justice actually does go undone, we have a sure hope that God will not let it go unpunished. We have a sure hope of no more death or suffering. Jesus' resurrection means that God has done away with death. Jesus wasn't just resuscitated, he was resurrected. He can never die again. He and all those who share in his resurrection need not fear death. It has no hold over us. 1 Corinthians 15. The saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death is awful, but we know for sure that Jesus has beaten it, and so there is a day coming when death will be no more. There is also no suffering. We have a sure hope of no suffering in the future. Revelation 21. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. We have a sure hope that there is a day coming when there will be no more grief, no more cancer, no illness, no disability, no broken relationships. This is the sure hope that Jesus offers us. Forgiveness, a new creation, justice, no more death, no more suffering. This is the future that all who put their hope in God are moving towards, a sure future. The gospel hopes we have are far greater than the other hopes and dreams the world around us has. They are big. The gospel hopes are bigger than financial security, fun adventures, greater than a fulfilling career, or perfect, or enjoyable relationships. C.S. Lewis talks about this. He says our desires are too small. We're content to play with mud pies in the backyard because we can't imagine a day at the beach. Worldly hope cannot match up with the greatness of Christian hope. Take Halloween as an example. I think part of the appeal of Halloween, apart from all the, the lollies and the opportunity to dress up and the profits that are going to be made, the part of the appeal of Halloween is that it helps us manage our fear. We dress up and we celebrate to poke fun at what is dark and scary. And what we're doing is actually we're trying to manage our fear of the darkness and the spookiness. We try to hide our fear by making fun. And this fear of the dark and gruesome is at its core a fear of death. Celebrating Halloween is a way of giving hope in the face of death, giving courage as we metaphorically throw eggs at its door. But that does nothing for us as death actually approaches. In the face of death, all those playful hopes are gone. We are afraid. And so one of the ways that the world seeks to offer us hope in the midst of death is seeking to defang it at Halloween. But it doesn't really work. It's an empty hope. But consider the hope that the gospel offers us in the face of death. We need not fear because we know there is one who has taken on death and beaten it. Death has no hold on him, and his nail-scarred hands are held out, inviting us to join him, to have a sure hope in the face of death as we share his resurrection. Christian hope gives us a better hope, better than all the other small hopes the world around us has. Christian hope is better because its content is greater. And Christian hope is better because it has a better livability. Christian hope has a better livability. That is, it works better for life. Helps us live a better life in the here and now. You see, our world is so uncertain, isn't it, at times? And so rather than engaging in our uncertain world with kind of wishful thinking, simply wishful hope, we have certain hope in God as we engage in our uncertain world. Our Christian hope is essentially trusting God with our future. And so we face this uncertain world with a certain trust in our trustworthy God. And he's already shown us how things are going to go in the resurrection of Jesus. And so it means that we're able to engage in life and all its uncertainties and trickinesses in a more helpful way, in a better way. Some examples for us. Prayer. The world that we live in so desperately needs hope. We live in what seems to be an increasingly anxious world. There are big problems in our world. Wars, disease, climate change, etc. Things that we feel overwhelmed at our inability to address. As well as lots of things that are closer to home in the everyday that we feel an inability to address. And so anxiety ramps up, doesn't it? There are things in this world that we feel powerless to address and it worries us. But rather than just putting out good vibes or trying to like inspire ourselves with quotes or something like this, we can come to the one who's in control and ask him for help. We hope in God by trusting in his goodness and asking for his help. And we trust that as he answers, whatever the answer may be, that this will work out for our good. We express our hope in God as we come to him in prayer. And even there are times where we feel our prayers not answered in the way we'd like, it's maybe a no or not yet, we can still have comfort in the certain future that God has for us in Christ. And so as we live in this world, our Christian hope allows us to be bold in our prayers. We can trust God with our future. We know how God has acted in the past, and we know how he's going to act in the future. And so two examples of how that plays out in life, in our evangelism and in provision. Evangelism, we go out with the gospel word, but we go out with hope. Not because of our greatness, but because of God's goodness. It's his mission, after all, isn't it, to see sinners go from death to life. And the fact that Christ is risen from the dead shows God's commitment to his accomplished mission. And so we have hope that God will act as we share the gospel with those around us. So we can be bold in our evangelism. Our provision. We know that God has already provided for our greatest need, eternal resurrection life in Jesus. And God tells us that he will provide for us in all the other ways that we need in order to live a godly life for Jesus. And so we trust him to provide what we need. And that means that we can be bold as we use the material provision that God has given us. Doesn't mean we boldly go out and buy the next expensive toy, the PS5 or the iPad or something. But in being generous with what God has given us. We have a sure hope that God will provide for us, that he will give us what we need. And we have a sure hope knowing that God wants us to be generous. So we trust that he will provide enough for us to be generous as well. Money obviously is what comes to mind when we think of this provision, but it could so easily also apply to our time or the emotional energy we have to invest in others. And being generous with what God has given us there. And of course, as we think about hope in God's provision for our needs and that hope manifesting in generosity, one way we can act in line with this is the special projects that we have here at St. Mark's at the moment and the financial needs, ongoing financial needs of our church. We talk about partnering together in these material ways because it's important for us to be reminded to be generous. Because being generous is a good thing. It's a godly thing. And at the same time that we ask, you know, we seek to raise up as we seek to join in partnership by being generous with our money, we model the hope that we have in the Lord, that we commit all these things to the Lord. We contribute what we can and we trust that God will give us what we need to achieve his purposes and plans through us. Knowing he'll provide the money needed for his people and his work that he wants to happen, and that he will do it through the generosity of his people. Christian hope also helps us get through the harder seasons of life, when we're struggling, just holding on. We know that in Christ we have the victory, so all we need to do is hold on to Christ. And more often than not, it is he who securely holds on to us. Consider the context of 1 Peter, where we had that reading from. Peter writes to Christians who are in trials and struggles. But it is the hope of Christ, the hope that they have in Christ, that allows them to rejoice, even in the midst of facing these trials and troubles. When life is putting us through the ringer, we can hold on because we know what God has in store for us in the end. It will be all right in the end. So if it is not yet all right, it is not yet the end. And Christian hope helps us in the worst moments, as we face death or are with others who face it. Paul tells the Thessalonians that Christian hope even shines in these dark moments. 1 Thessalonians 4. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Christians grieve differently. We grieve with hope. Real hope. Based on the fact that the risen Jesus has beaten death. It's not just some empty hope, hoping that we'll see that person again when we have no real way of being sure. We know for a fact that we will see those who die in Christ again. So we do not need to fear death. For we have a sure and real hope in these terrible moments, which allows us to manage in the midst of these some of life's hardest moments. The Christian hope we have in Jesus makes it far easier to live in this uncertain world. Christian hope is far better than any other sort of hope, and that's why we are committed to living hope. Christian hope, we've seen that it is far greater, far better than any other hope the world could offer us. And that's why we're committed to it. We have a certain hope in God, a hope that's based on the historical reality of Jesus' resurrection, that offers far greater hopes than we could possibly dream of. Salvation, new creation, no suffering or death, ultimate justice. And that makes living in this life more livable. And so what will it look like as we live in hope in the next 12 months? Well, I think living in hope is acting boldly and trusting God with our future. So we pray big prayers. Prayers to see people saved. Prayers to see God work in our lives. Because we hope. We have a sure hope that God is doing his thing. We act boldly with our evangelism. We know that God is saving people in his risen Son. And so we take the good news of that risen Son to others. We have a sure hope that God is working in us and through us as we share the gospel with others. In generous giving, having a sure hope in God's provision so that we can be generous in seeing his will be done through what he's given us materially. And in hopeful endurance, sticking with Jesus because of the hope he gives us. The hope of victory over death and a new creation that allow us to stick with him through the hard times. The hope that we have in Christ is far better than anything else. So let's live committed to this sure hope. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sure hope that we have in you. Thank you that in the risen Jesus you give us this sure and living hope. Please help us to lean into you as we live our lives shaped around this hope. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.